The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into the vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden in the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wished to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, if ever there were a parable that were hated, if there is such a thing, this is the one, the parable of the vineyard owner and the workers. If ever there were a hated parable, these workers show up at the 11th hour and they get 10 times the pay for doing 1/10 of the work. Jesus tells us, hey, that's just the way the kingdom of heaven is. And people walk away scratching their heads, frustrated, thinking to themselves, can anything be more manifestly unfair than that? If ever there were a hated parable, this is the one. Now, I always said that whenever you hear the scriptures proclaimed, the most difficult passages are the ones that have the most to teach you. There's lots of ways to understand this parable. One way to understand it is to say that the beatific vision, that is the vision of God in heaven, is the same vision of the same God. Whether you are one of the apostles or one of the greatest of the saints, or whether you're the last soul to claw their way into heaven, having worked the graveyard shift of the cleanup crew in purgatory for the last 200 years, you're still seeing the beatific vision. That's one way to understand it. Another way to understand it is to realize that God can't do anything piecemeal. Everything he does with his whole being. When God creates, when God forgives, when God redeems, when God loves, he can't do it in fractions. That's another way to understand this parable. But I'll share with you my favorite way to understand this parable here this morning. And I mentioned before that when you hear the parables of Jesus, remember that the parables have a twist. Something in that parable that doesn't make sense sends you home scratching your head in frustration, and it's in that twist that Jesus teaches his lesson. And usually, that twist is lost to history, and you need somebody to explain it to make it clear. This one's perfectly clear. You don't need anybody to explain the twist of the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, but you do need just a little bit of history to help make it clearer. And that's the history of the role of the hourly worker or the day laborer in Israel. They were the lowest worker in the entire Israelite society, lower even than slaves. Day laborers were usually migrants or foreigners. And they were so desperate for work that they would take even 1 hour of work, because that could mean the difference between having something to eat for the night and going to sleep hungry. These workers who show up at the 11th hour are day laborers. They're not lazy. They're not taking the day off. They're desperate. And they will take anything, even an hour's work. The ones who are to be envied are the ones who are working in the vineyard, because they have security, they have purpose, they have work, they have meaning, and they will certainly have pay. Now, by analogy, when you hear the parable of the laborers, by analogy, the vineyard is the Lord's. And those who are working in the vineyard are those who are following the ways of Christ. You're trying to pray, you're trying to do penance, you're trying to forgive from the heart, you're striving to keep the commandments. You get up and you go to confession. To put it briefly, you're carrying the cross. The kind of folks who show up to Mass on a Wednesday morning, for example. Laborers in the vineyard. And among such people, there's a persistent temptation to think that those outside the vineyard are to be envied. Those who have no fear of God, do what they wish, and live lives of sin. They are to be envied, people secretly think to themselves, as long, of course, as they have a conversion of heart, as long as they repent at the last second, right? And part of the message of this parable that we need to have explained to us is that it's we who labor in the vineyard. We're the ones who are to be envied. Because outside the vineyard is only desperation, meaninglessness, and gnawing emptiness. And remember this, it's exceedingly rare that somebody will convert their heart at the last second. You know what repentance means? I'll give you a real simple definition. Simplest definition of repentance is to understand that if you were given more time, you would not do the same thing again. That's repentance. You want to ask yourself if you're repentant before you go to confession? Ask yourself that. Sometimes people will, you know, look at very great sinners down through history. Well, let's just take Hitler, for example. And they'll say, oh, maybe they repented before they died. And, you know, we all hope that they did. We wouldn't want to wish hell even on our worst enemies, but do you know what it would look like if they did repent? If Hitler repented, it would mean that if he was given more time, he would have become an international peace advocate. Do you think that's very likely? Because I don't. People tend to die exactly as they live. They have the same priorities and loves 5 minutes after their death as they did 5 minutes before their death. Everyone continues in a straight line, which is why deathbed conversions are so rare. I've only seen two of them in my entire life. And among those who do, there's one thing they all have in common. They were all searching for God their entire life long. But for this reason or for that, they were unable to find him. But like these workers in the vineyard, they wanted to be laborers in the vineyard. They wanted to discover the truth. God sees the heart, and God pays accordingly. Just as an aside, this parable also serves us as a reminder of how expensive mercy is. Ever think of this parable from the point of view of the landowner, the vineyard owner? He pays out a full day's wage for people who did not give him a full day's work. That was extraordinarily generous of him. And very subtly, God reminds us that he asks that same generous, merciful expenditure of each one of his servants. But that's just as an aside. More to the point, this is a reminder. If you carry a cross, consider yourself to be blessed. Everyone suffers in this life. But we who follow the Lord do so with meaning, purpose, direction, and love. That could be envied, you know. That could be envied. For the grace of gratitude, for the Lord calling us to his service, and for the grace to persevere, we'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. John Eudes, pray for us.